Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
We did it, guys. No, not Mississippi State winning. We're live, and it appears that I'm able to talk. Can you hear me out there? This is Thunder and Lightning Live post game, brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration and thank you, Bill, and Stones Jewelers in Tupelo. When disaster strikes, Paul Davis Restoration is there for you. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition, but they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them right now at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. Paul Davis Restoration, the Golden Triangle and Tupelo, anytime in Starkville. Paul Davis Restoration. Everybody just breathe. Everybody take a deep one. Mississippi State 38, Arkansas 35. What an ugly, gross, but fantastic victory for Mississippi State. Just not a lot to say about this game from an aesthetic standpoint, shall we say. Mississippi State made a lot of mistakes, but man, did Arkansas make a lot more. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I'm trying to rack my brain. 18 penalties for 193 yards. Don't know that I've seen that before. And for Mississippi State, a game that saw them midway through the game look like they were going to make a quarterback change, look like they were going to go into the future when Kamario Taylor took over. Blake Shapen comes back in, immediately throws an interception. And you're all thinking this. We're all thinking the same thing. Don't let anybody look you in the face and tell you that they weren't thinking the exact same thing. Stefan's in here. By the way, Robbie Falk is across the way from me. Come on around here, Robbie Falk. We're going to record Thunder and Lightning this evening. There he is. Look at that guy.
Oh, hey, Stefan.
He said, hey, Brian, have a cold beer. I might. Never know. We'll do Thunder and Lightning right after this wraps up. You're all thinking it. That Mississippi State is going to Mississippi State this game again. I'll give Shapen a lot of credit because he played really well down the stretch. 16 to 28, not a great completion percentage, but in the second half, he was much better. 242 yards, two touchdowns, including the game winner to Anthony Evans, two 100-yard receivers for State. Thompson, who had, I'll say right now that Brennan Thompson's catch on the fourth down is one of the most, we could look back at some point in the near future and say that that's one of the biggest plays Mississippi State ever had. That we could look back at it, because if they don't convert that, where are they going to go? And they're going to, it's over. Instead, he makes a ridiculous sliding catch, and you're able to continue the drive. And then Anthony Evans, who I picked as my playmaker, five catches, 111 yards, caught two touchdowns from two different quarterbacks. And on a day where Mississippi State, look, State rushes for 106 yards. And yeah, if you take the sack yardage out, it's a little different, but they could not run the football today. I mean, Kamario Taylor was the difference running the ball. He had six carries for 55 yards. Booth and Bothwell combined 22 carries for 41 yards. I mean, Arkansas sold out to stop the run, and they did a good job. Give them credit. But State gets the job done, and my goodness, what a unbelievable win. I can't get over it. I got to watch the game with Robbie. The tri-tip was good?
Yes.
I got the thumbs up on that.
Everybody's been asking.
Have they been asking, really?
I've heard from at least 15 people about the
try. It was really good. It was really good. Thanks to our buddy Sam Blakeney. If you're watching, Sam, your cows are the best. There's no question about that. And, you know, State, this is another game. This is one of those games where I hearken back to something, and I think I've mentioned it on this show and other things before, that Bob Shoop said one time. And he said that, you know, you can play good defense in a game where you win 38-35. We'll just use that score. And you can play bad defense in a game where you lose 10-6. Because when you had to get a stop, you got the stop. And Mississippi State's defense, the last couple of possessions, had to get stops. And they got stops. And they got off the field. And they gave the offense a chance to win the game. And so for Mississippi State, look, am I going to sit here tonight and try to tell you that this is the game that changes everything for Jeff Lebby? And I can't look you in the eye and tell you that for sure. But that being said, I've been saying it for the past few weeks that if Mississippi State could just get one win, just win one game, the ball will start rolling for them. You saw today Georgia struggling with Florida. That game is it. I don't think State's going to win that game. State will be likely a double-digit underdog in that game, but there is an opportunity there. Missouri is going to be playing with its third-string quarterback. There is certainly an opportunity there. And then Ole Miss is the Egg Bowl. And as I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, the worst Mississippi State team of the last 20 years versus the best Ole Miss team of the last however long. And State was on the one-yard line with a chance to make it a five-point game. First win in the interlocking. The curse is broken. Very good. Blanchard, 63. The defense showed up when it was needed most. Exactly. They were getting gashed most of this game, but they found a way. Do we win if Arkansas does not commit 193 penalties? That's a good question. But that's part of the game. I mean, you can ask that, Christy, you can ask that question the other way around, right? Does Texas and Tennessee beat Mississippi State if the Bulldogs don't commit a lot of penalties? Penalties are part of the game. And when you have penalties, you have penalties. Arkansas, very undisciplined. Peyton Rawls, you are absolutely correct about that. And, you know, I just don't know about Petrino. I don't see that. They can't make that decision. But, of course, you know, we saw Rhett Lashley. A lot of you saying I have to curse Stingray. I'm not going to curse Stingray ever again, hopefully. We will all move past that. The running into the kicker help. It was huge, Tyler. Tyler Beck, the running into the kicker help. Huge play because it gave Ferry another chance, and he made it. So, yeah. But, that is that. You should see the Arkansas equivalent of Hey Dad on his show. Worst ref game in history. Every single one of them crying the same thing. I'm sure Trey Biddy is doing his walk as we speak, and it's probably not a happy camper. About that. Let's look at some of the other stats for this game. I already mentioned Shapen. The rushing yards, 38 carries for 106 yards for State in this game. Two for negative 11. Those are some sack plays. But it's Camaro Taylor has half your rushing yards on six carries. He looked every bit of what we expected him to look like. The touchdown pass was a great one. And then you have that, the touchdown run. And then you have, Traorio had three catches for 9 yards. He didn't do very much. Nobody else with more than one catch. But Fluff Bothwell had a big one, that 39-yard fourth down conversion on the first MSU possession. Devon Booth with the touchdown on the first MSU possession. But Thompson and Evans, remember last year, you had Coleman and then Craver was kind of off and on. This year, Evans and Thompson have both been really, really good. Really good this season. For Arkansas, I mean, this is a game, you just look at the box score and you wonder, if you don't look at the penalty yards, you would wonder how they lost this game. Just 400 plus yards of offense, 35 points, but you give up 17 points. As Mississippi State learned last week, if you give up 17 points in the fourth quarter, you're probably going to lose. You're probably going to lose. Brennan Thompson, the greatest MSU transfer in the portal era. I mean, obviously there's not a ton of competition there, but that's probably a correct answer. I mean, Fluff Bothwell is still getting there. We'll see how that goes. My cousin Marty, bowl eligibility will come down to the Egg Bowl. I think State can beat Missouri. Missouri playing with a third-team quarterback. Surely you can go up there. They're off. Missouri's off this week, right? So, yeah. No, they're not. Are they? Let me break it out. You know what it is by this point, the handy schedule. Missouri, yeah, they're off this week. They got Texas A&M next week. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Scared of that Mizzou pass rush against our offensive line. You're right, but at the same time, it should be maybe a low-scoring game. Anthony Evans, yeah, Blanchard mentioned that up. That was a tremendous play. Just an absolutely tremendous play. I don't know why they were reviewing whether he stepped out of bounds. No chance that he was even close to stepping out of bounds on that play. And I told Robbie, I was like, man, I'd almost rather he be down at the one and let him run another 30 seconds off, but you never know. Oh, they reviewed the clock. That's right. Thank you, Bill. That's why Thunder and Lightning officiating correspondent Bill Reno on the scene. That's why we pay him the big bucks, folks. Just a great win for State. And again, not a pretty win. Not, you know, the dominance. I thought State was going to win. If you recall my prediction from the show, I said State would win by two touchdowns. Not close to that. But they absolutely just had to have a win. And they kind of deserve to get one in the fourth quarter like this. I thought the first half we looked like a team who had been beaten down from last-minute losses. Thankfully, Arkansas was on the other sideline and no one else. I did have that moment where I was like, okay, they finally have given up on this one. And they didn't. Give them credit on that. They played really well. Need to find another Anthony Evans in the portal this year, a good receiver waiting for his time. Well, there's two things to that. One, Aiden Williams, I know he had that drop, but he's been playing better as of late, so you're going to have him. But, yeah, I mean, I think receivers are going to want to come play here. And I think we've seen over the last 2 years that Bumpus and Lebby can do a good job of getting receivers in here. Let's talk about it. Pulling KT was stupid. Say what you know. I'm going to agree that I'm going to disagree with Lebby's decision to pull him. I don't know that the game plays out the same way. It's very possible that Mississippi State would have lost the game with Kamario Taylor. It worked. That's the key. Ani Robertson there. That's the key. It did work. So in reality, you know, it's a good decision. But I don't know. I really did think at that point that State is looking at the future. State was like, all right, they're just going to move forward with KT. And I give Shapen a lot of credit. It would have been really easy to just lay down there and call it a day. He didn't. And he came in, he played some of his best football. And he got the win. Really good win for State. I haven't looked at the defensive stats yet. Isaac Smith, my defensive playmaker, leading tackler in the game. It wasn't Isaac Smith. I called a couple things here, Robbie. I should go pick the lottery numbers tonight. And I was a week late on Malik Silla getting his sack, but he had a huge play in this game. That sack on the final drive was a big play for Mississippi State. Again, State. Not great defense for, three and a half quarters, but when they showed up, And that's all that matters for Mississippi State. They get the win, and really good win. Nick Mitchell also in double-digit tackles. Nick Mitchell is a guy, somebody that Mississippi State fans have given a lot of stick to, and deservedly so at times. Sometimes he has not played as great as you would want him to, but played well today. Had a couple of big plays. Had a couple of really big plays. Sanders is good as well. Sanders. Who is Sanders? Nevaeh Sanders.
He was the one.
Yeah, on the last couple plays there. That's a guy we haven't seen a whole lot of this season either, so we need to see a little bit more of him. Really good. Really good for State. They needed it. And look, you guys all know this. You know this, that if State had lost this game, especially with the decision to change quarterbacks, that this show and then the next Thunder and Lightning would have been two of the most toxic shows we've ever put together. It would have been really, really bad. I would have probably, this would have been like a 10-minute job. I would have come in, read off some stats, done my ad reads, and moved on with my life. But as it is, you know, you get the win. People are asking about Albert Reese. I don't think we ever determined why he was out in this game. Shoulder injury? Okay. So, I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see. You know, I don't know will he be back next Saturday or not. State definitely – I'll be honest, and I've mentioned this a couple times. I have never seen a offense so dependent on its right tackle than this one. It's like night and day different between these two teams, between these two offense, what the offense looks like when he's in versus when he's not. I just can't get over how different they look. So, all right, let's do our Stones Jewelers Diamond of the Game. Stones Jewelry, by the way, I found out a buddy of mine recently purchased an engagement ring at Stones Jewelers. So he made a memory at Stones Jewelers, and so can you. The holidays are coming up. You definitely want to be, you know, thinking about that special someone in your life. And if that's the case, Stones Jewelers is the one. Since 1976, Stones Jewelers has been the trusted name for exquisite, one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. That's Stones Jewelry, downtown Tupelo. You'll find the perfect piece to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of Stones. Yeah, I really wanted to go with Evans here, but don't I have to go with Shapen coming back and leading that? I have to go with it, right? You know, y'all got on to me last week about Shapen. I think this week, though, we have to do it again. Blake Shapen's going to be our Stones Jewelers Diamond of the Game. 16 of 28, 242, two touchdowns. The pick, I mean, the ball hit Evans in the hands. It was a little high. See, now y'all are saying Thompson. Thompson could be it, too. Didn't have a touchdown, though, but did have the massive play. Evans, though, 5 catches, 111, and 2 scores. Yeah, so he had more yards on less catches and had 2 scores. I don't know, man. Some options. We'll just go with Shapen. It's not like he's making any money off of this. It's not an NIL deal for him or anything like that. So, man, the chat is hopping, as I knew it would be. I'm glad that you guys are having a good time. After these past few weeks, it's been something, to be honest with you. I know you guys have been hurting. So I'm glad to see everybody in here enjoying and finally enjoying an evening of college football. It's definitely well deserved for Mississippi State. State down what? 28 to 21 going into the fourth quarter. Arkansas scores to make it 35-21. And from there, State gets 17 unanswered, gets the stops they need to have, and moves the football. Really good. Kelly Jones, top 10 pick. So last week, we sat next to a scout from the Dolphins. Now, I will preface this with that was the Dolphins, not exactly the best organization in the NFL. But I asked him after Kelly Jones made that interception, I said, what do you think of him? And he said, he's a little young. So he made it sound like he thought Kelly Jones would be back for another season at Mississippi State. That would be massive, bigger than any. Landon Poole made me laugh there. He said, Hunter Washington or become addicted to meth. I don't know. I don't know what the choices are there. So big talk from a Saints fan. Look, give me New Orleans -3.5 against Miami. Come on. It's not. Joel, I wish it was. No, he's right though. The Saints are terrible. So we got an Ole Miss fan in the chat here. He is in here while his team is currently playing. His team is ranked in the top 5 in the country, top 10 in the country. Easily going to make the college football playoff. But he is in here. Zachary Welch, as I say all the time, I'm going to curse for a second straight week here on the show. I don't do that rent-free shit. My tips are open on Twitter. Feel free to pay me, buddy, because if you're going to be in here talking noise while your team is playing, what an absolute loser. Zachary Welch, find this guy on Facebook, y'all. Call his employers. Don't get him fired. Just tell him that a dummy works for him. My God. Can you imagine? I'll just go ahead and let you know. First and foremost, if Ben Garrett or whoever were doing a post-game show, they would have to do like the Clockwork Orange thing and hold my eyes open for me to watch that. All right? Yeah, it would be. There is no chance on this planet I would ever watch an Ole Miss podcaster's post-game show. All right? I'd rather you kick me in the jewels. But secondly, and far more importantly, if State is playing and State is in the top 10 and they're going to go to the playoff, I could care less. He's still talking. Do you, buddy? Yeah, enjoy your shift at the Circle K later, all right? No offense to those who actually do work at the Circle K. I used to work at a pizza place, but this is ridiculous.
At the Subway.
He works at the Subway in the Circle. The Blimpy. It's a Blimpy. I blocked you on Twitter. I wonder why. Doesn't seem like you brought a lot to the party. Moving on. Oh, my God. He's gone now. I don't know if he's gone, but I don't care if he is or not. Seriously, they're playing right this second, and he's in here. So anyway, my tips are open, Zach. Find a way. You need my Venmo? Put some money in there. All right, so for State, that's such an interesting thing in that we were – I mean, if State doesn't score there at the end, if they don't win, this podcast, Thunder and Lightning, Sports Talk Mississippi, everything around this program turns into toxicity. It becomes, should we fire Jeff Lebby? It becomes, are they gonna fire him? Are they gonna go another year? What's going on here? I don't know the answer to that. That's the margins that this team plays with, though. And I talked about it on this show. I've talked about it on Sports Talk many times. So I'm talking about Thunder and Lightning, that the margins for State are so fine. They cannot the Northern Illinois game. That was the last time State could just show up and win. The rest of it was going to be, they had to claw for every inch of anything they were going to get. And it was going to take everything, and it wasn't going to be pretty, but here you are. You won this game. You're 5-4. This time last year, I think this is around when the UMass game was. So you were winning your last game against a terrible FBS team. It's a huge difference. And now, Tyler Hale, one more game. State just has to win one more. Doesn't matter which one it is. Doesn't matter who it comes against. It needs to be that. We have a question here from A. Burns. Robbie, was the poor first half the science due to the basketball commitment?
Basketball commitment came at halftime.
Came at halftime, so that's when it. But we knew he was committing to State.
Yes.
I need a ruling.
I think Mississippi State just went and won games today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could just do this. You can go ahead.
Mississippi State went and won games today. They defied the science.
Yeah.
They killed La Tech, I think, in the second game. I'm not sure. And then after that, you get a 4-star commitment in basketball.
Yeah.
And then a win in football.
Yeah. John Nolan says, the pressure is off to me. They can breathe a little bit. At least 5 wins going into the Egg Bowl. I can smile a little bit knowing that elephant is off our back. They're killing Zach Welch in this thing. Zach Welch needs a YouTube video to change a tire. I'm going to turn your mic back off. Bill Reno will issue the ruling, buddy. We've got something with Bill. Bill, I love you so much, brother. Zach Welch eats chili dogs sideways. Gosh, that's rough, man. Ask Robbie if he thinks his prediction calls them to play harder in the fourth quarter. Well, what's funny is Robbie's prediction was 35-31, and it looked like that's what it was going to be for a few minutes there. So we shall see. Oh, Zach Welch is still there. Got nothing better to do. Imagine having nothing better to do on a Saturday. It's Saturday. It's 7:26. There's college football on. Bars are open. What are you doing tonight? Hey, guys, what's going on tonight? Oh, man, we're going to that party over at so-and-so's house. Oh, man, that sounds awesome. What are you doing? We're having a cookout. We're going to watch the game together. Yeah. Zach, what are you doing? I'm going to get in this Mississippi State podcast and talk smack to those guys. What? That's what you're going to do?
He appears to be a very grown man.
Oh. Alan. Zach closes the fridge with his hip. You accused me of that the other day. I don't like that. All right. Well, now that we're just into the Zach Welch smack talk part of the show, we'll move on with our lives here. Robbie and I are about to fire up Thunder and Lightning, which means we'll be back. We'll have that up for you early a.m. And we'll talk to you again very, very soon. Appreciate all of you guys jumping in and being part of Thunder and Lightning post game. It's been a lot of fun. Glad we were able to get all of our technical difficulties. Big shout out to Will East and to Houston McDavid. We're talking all this through and figuring it out. And we will talk. Man, these are some rough comments on old Zach Welch there. We'll be talking to you again very, very soon. For Robbie Falk sitting across the way, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning Live postgame here on YouTube. Back with you very, very soon.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.